Welcome, welcome to the English Podcast with Tommy from learnenglishwithtommy.com.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Tommy. Welcome to another episode of the English Podcast with Tommy. Yeah. And Shireen is... Shireen? Who are you? I don't even know who you are. Shireen is my guest sitting in Minnesota, America. Good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Considering that here it's gone 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there in Minnesota it's 25 past seven, I'm quite surprised that you've made it to get up at this time.
Anything for you.
That's a nice warming. That's the nice warming feeling of your heart being rubbed. So, for those of you listening, you're probably thinking, what just happened there? This is another guest episode. Yeah, I've got a guest here. Her name is Shireen. She's in Minnesota, and she's going to present to us something truly amazing. What is it, Shireen?
I am going. Apologies for the noise. So straight off the bat, I am going to talk to you about a material that I recommend for English learners to read and tell you a little bit about why I recommend it.
Okay.
Shall I get right into what it is?
Drum roll, please. And there she goes. Go on, Shireen, send it.
Okay, so there is a book called The Best American Short Stories, and it is published every single year, and it is basically a collection of short stories. I don't necessarily, I'm going to say right away, disclaimer, I don't necessarily think that like American short stories are the best stories to read. I don't think it really matters. Mm. I just think that this is a great collection of short stories that happen to be American.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why I like it is because it's published every year, so the stories are contemporary. You can, you know, pick any year you want. I think it's been published since 1915. So they pick the years, the best short stories for the year. And I have been reading that book since I was a teenager. Mm. I really, really enjoy short stories. And one of the reasons why I recommend them for English learners is because sometimes I think that picking up a book, a novel, can be quite daunting and scary and overwhelming. And it's really easy to get discouraged when the storyline in a novel tends to move slowly. Basically, it's a big endeavor. I don't know if you feel the same.
Yeah.
And a short story can give you kind of, I can't say instant gratification, but you could read 10 pages, 15 pages, and you've got a whole story beginning to end, and you can feel proud of yourself a bit quicker than reading an entire novel. So, yeah.
No, I feel exactly the same. When I pick up a book, I look at how long it is, and usually before I even start reading, I look at the back of the book, how long is this book?
Yeah.
I think 350 pages, that's going to take me at least a year and a half to get through at the rate I'm reading. And I think to myself,
Yeah, especially in a second language.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think, wouldn't it just be easier to pick up something easier, something smaller, something shorter, just to get me going, you know, just to give you that first push. And then, you know, after that first push, it's easy, you know, it's easier to get through something. Would you say that this collection of short stories is good for all levels, or is it particularly based for one particular level?
I mean, I probably would say upper intermediate would be best, at minimum, you know, B2. I think B1 could, some of the stories. I mean, the other awesome thing about a book like this is you could start a story If you feel like it's not for you, move on to the next story. So you can kind of pick and choose what you want to read within the book. It doesn't, you know, go in any particular order. But yeah, you would need to be upper intermediate.
There we go. So we have an upper intermediate collection of books. And you said at the beginning, disclaimer, that you haven't chosen one. Have you chosen one particular book out of the one particular story out of this book, or was it more like a case that all books put together made it easier for you to say, "I'm choosing this. I'm going to bring it to English learners."
Yes, I think it's quite hard to recommend a book to when you don't know the person. You know, anytime someone reaches out to me on Instagram and asks me what they should read, my answer is always, well, that depends. Like, what do you enjoy?
Yeah.
Because it isn't just about level, it's also about what you enjoy.
Yeah.
And we have different preferences, you know.
Yeah.
Some people prefer like the Harry Potter fantasy type stuff, and other people want the memoirs.
Yeah.
And again, in a book of short stories like this, there's a variety of different genres, and I think that that is quite good and quite enjoyable. Like I said, if there is something that you don't typically read, it's not a big commitment to say, I'm going to read this story that's 15 pages long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a question I was going to come to. I was going to ask you whether there's a wide variety of stories within this one collection. But I guess there must be if you're starting with a book, if you're starting with stories that went back over a century, you know, over 100 years, you know, over 100 years ago, there must be everything, you know, from wartime love story to a post-war fantasy world where everything is so much more exciting and so much more beautiful than what it would be after a war. Am I right in thinking this?
Yeah, there's definitely a variety of stories in these books. I was looking at every year the book comes out, it looks a bit different, like the cover is a different color. And when I look at the books, I can see, I don't know, like 2017, I think, or 20, no, I'm thinking, I'm older than that, maybe like 2012, I recognized the color of the book, and I can remember reading it at that time, when I was younger, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
What sort of authors of that can we find in this collection? Are they all white American authors, or are they some black people, some Native Americans? So you
that
know
that is an excellent question, and I thought about it beforehand, something that maybe I didn't necessarily think about in the past, you know. Now I'm more aware of that. I would say that there are stories by people of color, but there are definitely more stories by white authors. But I haven't looked honestly at 2021 or 2020 even. So hopefully that has changed.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have diversified their content. But
it's especially important now with the Black Lives Matter movement, and
totally agree,
you know,
totally agree.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shireen, how can we get to you? How can we follow you? How do we get to your page? How can we get in contact with you?
Well, my handle is An English Nerd. An English Nerd, for those of you listening. And that is how you can find me on all platforms, to be honest.
Okay.
Instagram, YouTube, where I'm not very active, Twitter, Facebook, that's it.
Have you got yourself a website as well, Shireen?
I do, and it's anenglishnerd.com.
Oh, there we go. A woman who calls her who calls herself the English nerd. You know, I was thinking at the beginning, how am I going to introduce you? Should I introduce you as the English nerd? And I thought, maybe not, you know. I don't want to offend her by saying that she's the English nerd. But yes. So you're going to recommend this collection of short stories to us this afternoon?
Yes, I mean I do recommend this book of short stories. You have made me think a little bit more critically about who the authors are in the book, and mm-hmm. I would like to look that up right after this to see what the diversity looks in their author list.
Mm.
I'm interested.
And what is the price of it? What price can we buy this book for?
Ooh, I see it sold. You could buy it used, if that is an option, wherever you are located.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably around $15.
$15. Okay. Yeah. Considering that this book is over 100 years worth of short stories, I would definitely say that is value for money. Okay. Shireen, would you join us again for another chat to talk to us about something else in the future? Super.
I'd love to.
Super. Well, in that case, I will be inviting you very soon to another episode of the English podcast. Time is coming to an end, dear listeners. I'd like to say thank you to Shireen.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed this very, very much. I hope that everyone who's listening reads.
Yeah, reading is very healthy for you. It's very good for you. And it's goodbye from me. And I'd like to thank you, dear listeners, for listening in. Join me very soon for another episode of the English Podcast with Tommy. Until then, goodbye.